Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary Prusky is on the WBEN Live Line from Save Our Buffalo Churches. As the Buffalo Diocese continues to navigate a clergy abuse settlement and bankruptcy, a number of parishes have received decisions in recent weeks. Mary, these decisions are from Rome. Tell us about them.
Thank you and good morning. Yes, they are from Rome. They're from the Dicastery of Clergy. And even though they give them as a decision, they're not final. The canon law process allows us to continue to have discussions with them. These the decrees that we did receive for our handful of parishes, because there's others in also a similar canon law process. These decrees have the same theme. And the first is they said for now they uphold the merger plan for the bishop. But the only reason they are giving that this should be upheld is because they have inaccurate financial data. The parishes all submitted their appeals many months ago, early in this year, and things have changed. Many of our parishes have pushed very hard for the parishioners to donate and continue to attend. So we've got fresh, very good data that the parishes that received these decrees are sending back in terms of a remonstratio, which is an appeal to their decision for the dicastery to see that the most current data is the accurate data they should be considering, and these parishes do not need to merge. And the other is, again, the same theme in every decision that they've sent so far, kind of the 50-50 win. If any of these parishes should end up merging and then closing, any proceeds received from those sales may not be moved by the diocese into payment for the bankruptcy fund. They need to stay where the people were moved to, and that's something that we'll also, of course, very carefully watch. But we're hoping that we don't have to worry about that part. We want to keep our parishes open.
It seems like you're in a little bit of an odd position of speaking out against what the diocese is doing and how they're handling the abuse settlement and encouraging people to continue to go to their churches and give their normal donations.
Yeah, it's kind of a concerning approach, but we have to remember we are staying true to our Roman Catholic faith, and that is being in church and receiving the sacraments. And what we are living in is a community with poor leadership of our diocese. And we can see how they've been pushing against the people in the diocese for our wishes and our ability to keep our parishes open. So the only way we can fight back is using the canon law process, which is tedious, but we are planning on being successful with it. But you have to stay the course. The thing that we are working against is, of course, the diocese is looking at these parishes. And as they continue to administer poor programs or unsuccessful programs, but try and make it sound like they're successful programs, the Road to Renewal, the Journey in Faith and Grace, all of these programs have been unsuccessful and they turn people off. We are modern people and we know a good program when we see it. And each of these programs have failed to help the community. So they want to move away. And we're saying something hopefully will happen in Rome and we will find a way out of this quagmire we've been in for years. Focus on your parish, on your priest and the homily, helping each other, serving each other. that's where we want to be at the end. So focus on that. And in the meantime, we'll fight the fight and hope for and pray for success very soon.
Mary, you were saying proceeds may not be moved by the diocese for bankruptcy. Where is this money now from these parishes that appealed? Are the churches holding it, or is the diocese?
There's very little that has been able to be sold because our parishes are in recourse. The diocese has held true to their major statement of leaving the parish stay as is. But there are some things being sold here and there, and that money should go to the parish, but we're unable to track that. We try and get as much information as we can, and that is why we have to lean on the Vatican to say thank you for supporting that the money can't be used for the bankruptcy settlement, but please help us be sure that happens, because there's, I'm sure, business ways they can go about trying to pull it later on. But for right now, they should not be touching any of those. Those are restricted funds from any sales, and it stays in the parish, either if it's still around or if they do merge, it goes to that new merged parish.
What is your understanding? We've been expecting the bishop to visit the Vatican at some point this month. Have you heard anything about whether or not the bishop is on his way? Has he already met with the Vatican? What the meeting might entail? What do you know?
It's very quiet. We don't know when he's going. Folks will happen to let us know here and there that they have seen the bishop, or they have seen either Mr. Sukan or Father Brian around, so we know they're still in town. Excuse me, but they will be going sometime this month, and we don't know what exactly will be discussed, but we're sure all of our appeals will be somewhere on their agenda. And we've got a few things that we're waiting for, which makes things, again, a little bit easier to keep in perspective. We have three parishes who are still waiting for their initial appeal to be recognized. So that's kind of interesting that those have been hanging out there for a while and we haven't heard. We've got maybe about 20 parishes who already have had their suspended decree for months and now overdue for hearing, and we haven't heard. Also, just interesting how we heard about these first few getting a decree to uphold the merger, but the main bulk of them, we haven't heard yet, and they're overdue, and we're waiting to see if maybe the bishop going to Rome will have something to do with hearing the rest of their decisions. And then, of course, the bishop going to Rome and whatever that agenda. And then there's also Judge Buckeye and his review of the bankruptcy plan, or the exiting of the bankruptcy. What is on his agenda in terms of ruling about how this is going to be finalized? So we got a bunch of things that we're like, it's way up in the air, and we are just doing our best to stay hopeful that most of this will go in our direction.
Well, Mary, thanks for helping us sort through it. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
That's Mary Pruski from Save Our Buffalo Churches.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.